And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing boys. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin having a great time with Tom and Adrian from Cedros Sport Fishing, the finest operation on Cedros Island.
The two guys that created...
That created the whole sport
right?
fishing industry
it's
down
It's so
there.
Cool. Yeah. If you want to join us today, all the cool stories and just the early years on the island and the seeing the fish from the sky. I mean, all that stuff is so cool to me. If it's cool to you, give us a shout. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And those are only one-way messages. So make sure that you do leave your name and your telephone number, contact info, because at the end of the show, Adrian's going to flip our famous coin right here. Okay. That's all. It's going to be all you right there, Adrian, right? At the end of the show, we're going to find out whether that $300 gift certificate to Costa is going to go to a texter or caller.
Yeah.
Again, 213-432-1090.
Hey, Arnie from CCA California is on the line. Good morning, Arnie.
The one and only Arnie.
Thank you, Corey. Good morning, Pete, Corey, Adrian, and Tom. I just wanted to talk about the recap of the Acetats event we had last night. It was a great event. We had awesome food. Sushi on a roll provided that sushi, the 130-pound bluefin. I couldn't believe that we ate all of that. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Dude,
Thank you, Jeff.
I was fortunate. My plane landed early enough that I was able to go over to the event, and I headed right for Sushi on a Roll because I saw that big bluefin. And actually, that bluefin was caught during the Rollo Tuna Wars event on the Liberty, and they donated it to the CCA.
How cool is
that, Arnie? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, they did. Thank you, Taro, and I believe Anthony was the deckhand that landed that fish. Thank you, guys. And, boy, I tell you, that was amazing.
It was unreal.
You know, Captain Dan Walsh, he does pizzas. And then we had George Mironoff and Steve Marsh manning the pizza station. So they were pumping out pepperoni and cheese pizzas for us. And then the big thank you to Steve Pernard at Dana Landing. He provided us pulled pork for pulled pork sliders.
Man.
So we were pumping out sliders. It was awesome. And we had entertainment. We had Old Guys Rock again for the second year in a row. They played our event. And they also, if you guys went to Fred Hall Del Mar, they were playing there also. They played the taco night for the industry vendors. And they had a great time. They were great. And the interesting thing that we had this year, the new twist was, we had a fire knife dancer. We had this young man, Dane Tumating, and if you ever go to SeaWorld, he often performs there. And he put on a great fire knife show on last night.
He was amazing. Crazy. Yeah.
Yes, he was. And then another thing he did for us, if you got to go to the silent auction area, he made a skateboard. This is another thing this kid does. He makes skateboards, and he kind of goes to some of the, farmers markets and things and sets up. He made a beautiful CCA California skateboard, which I put up on Facebook. The kid's extremely talented, and he's excited to want to come back and perform for us next year.
That's cool. Yeah, well, and the good news is the silent auction, the live auction, everything about it was great, raised a lot of money. But one of the really cool things is the way you paid a big tribute to Art and Celia Taylor from The Searcher.
Yes, thank you very much, Pete. That was extremely honored. It was an extreme honor for me. It was very personal to me because I've known Art and Celia for 20 years now. And so, the team elected me to do that. And thank you, guys. And
yeah,
his
whole team were there supporting the event from Sport Fishing Association of California. It was really cool. It was a great event and hopefully raised a bunch of money to keep us on the water, right?
Yes, they did. And I really got to put a big shout-out to the San Diego chapter team. David Chavez, President Steven Sondermo did a wonderful job of packaging up all those wonderful raffle and silent auction prizes. Carrie Sherwood Costa, she was our banquet chair. She did an awesome job getting things done. Steve Marsh was helping George Mirnoff, who helps us a lot with our CCA events. They were manning the pizza station. And we got to put a big thank you out to the breweries that came out. BNS Brewery supplied this beer. Alesmith supplied this beer. Burning Beard and Meckle Henny were there serving their beers. And we had an interesting thing this year, Califina Tequila. I tell you what, I went back and got plenty of mango margaritas. Those things were great.
You got Tom Green's attention.
Nice, yeah. And Bill Boyce was there with Pilar Rum. And, you know, I also want to throw out a huge shout-out to big Let's Talk listener and caller, Don from Woodland Hills. His wife made all the cupcakes for everybody, the dessert, and unbelievable.
How cool.
Don made a six-hour drive down. He did a wonderful job.
They drove down from Woodland Hills. It took them like 5 or 6 hours. And I also want a big shout out to our buddy Bart Hall. Bart and Jenny Hall drove all the way down from Camarillo. He said it took them 6 hours. The traffic was atrocious yesterday on I-5 and 405, I guess, and it was just a nightmare. You know, fair and Father's Day and blah, blah, blah. You know, first nice weekend we've had in a long time, and it was just horrible, horrible traffic. So shout out to, all the people that came down from Orange County and L.A. County and Santa Barbara County that spent a lot of time in the car to be there.
Is there a next event, Arnie, like in Orange County or L.A.?
Oh, there's always a good event.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think the Orange County, they're doing a golf tournament, and I believe that's in October. And I think the end of August, the Inland Empire is doing an event at this place called Top Golf. It's kind of like a really high-tech driving range. Yeah. So check the CCA California website, ccacalifornia.org. It'll show the events that are remaining for the rest of the year. And, Pete, I want to give you a very special thank you for helping us get the word out about our event.
Well, it's our pleasure here on Let's Talk Hookup to be a big supporter of CCA. And thank you, Arnie, for all your hard work, and appreciate the call and the update very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, very good. Hey, another great organization that we are a big part of, is Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. You were at the event last Sunday. I missed it. My plane left early, and I missed the event, unfortunately. How did that go?
It was so much fun. There were so many people there. John Christensen, Pointland Seafood, saw Tommy Gomes, saw a huge amount of people. Yeah. And it's just such a great event, a fun event. In the middle of it all, a little bit of the laughter, we had to stop everything going on because Mr. Dwayne Diego had to card up his 150, 180-pound bluefin right in the middle of it all. They had to actually get it off the boat and through the whole crowd. Yeah.
And raised a lot of money for Fishing Growing.
So
speaking
Tom,
of money.
Tom heard what the young ladies from Pacific Beach did. Marianne and Martha, that what did Tom do?
Tom gave us jumped out of his wallet and handed us $100 bill. Said, "Go take 5 kids fishing."
How cool!
Yeah,
is that?
So that's really cool. And you know what that $100 will do? We're going to get you 5 reel a week tickets, so you might win a fishing reel.
Oh, great!
Yeah, all right, yeah. So that's what it can be. Reel week's still going on, and.
Quickly selling out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, quickly selling out.
Mike mentioned that. That's...
Yeah, so you better get on it. But we're going to get him 5 reel a week tickets, and you may win a reel or two.
Sounds fantastic.
Something like that. But
that's a great cause, you guys. Yeah. It's really something for those kids.
Every $100, you're taking 20 kids fishing.
Wow.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that generous donation. And thank you. I want to throw out a big thank you to my buddy Tommy P., who was not only at last night's event serving up Friends of Rollo, he was at Friends of Rollo event serving up the wine at there, you know, and Tommy P is always there helping out, and want to thank all the volunteers and all the people that do a lot for both those organizations, CCA California and of course Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and of course from CCA California, Wayne and Chris. What can you say about them? They're fantastic. And, of course, from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Mike and Tim. Oh, my gosh.
Mike Lum, Tim Baker. They just
I don't know how those guys do it all. And Steve Pinard's in the middle of it all.
Oh, Steve Pinard.
How does he do it?
How does he do it? Because he's got about 14 things going on. So thanks to all the people that do so much for these great organizations.
I'm sure we forgot a few.
Yeah, you know.
Forgive us.
Yeah, forgive us. And thank you for helping out everybody out there for sure. Hey, I got have a great text from Mike in Rosemead here. He says, good morning, guys. I have a question. If I want to go down to Cedro Sport Fishing with my own gear, maybe mainly lighter calico gear, do I really need heavy gear for tuna, yellowtail, etc.? Can you accommodate us with that and vice versa on the lighter stuff? So do you have rental gear down there that you can provide or loaner gear down
there?
Yes,
if you don't get your own gear, we can provide that.
You provide all the gear for them.
That's probably something we have to let Rosie know ahead of time.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
But if he forgets something,
we have,
I think there's a good chance that you're going to set him up, right?
Yep. We have everything over
there. So what if somebody doesn't do a lot of saltwater fishing, but they want to go experience this incredible Cedro Sport Fishing? Same thing?
Yes.
You can set them up with everything that they need?
Yes.
What about baits and tackle and that kind of stuff?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We
all
have
of that.
Over there, yes. In case that happens, we have to provide that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
So I have another text, Pete, and it's right in line with what you just mentioned. And this particular one, I've seen a handful of them that they're asking about rod tubes and rods on the plane. And this particular one comes from Robert in Canning Country. A great show. Should we use rod tubes, and how should we pack? What?
No.
And are the rods okay on the plane?
Yeah, but not rod tubes. No.
No rod tubes.
Yeah, because they put the rods in the middle of the seats. So, but they just had a soft.
They wrap them up and then put them in the between the rows of the seats because the tubes just end up taking up so much room. Uh-huh. So you
bundle up your rods. So, and then there's another question that comes from Jay in San Diego. Sorry to piggyback all these, but a length of rod. He's asking about the length of rod. What is the longest rod?
Nine
feet.
Right, I know, it's great. Because guys want to bring their 10-foot jig sticks. You know that.
Yeah, but here's something I would recommend if you bring in your rods, because they're not in a rod tube, is you get those funny sleeves that you can buy.
Well, they're not funny. They're practical.
Yeah. What are they called?
Rod sleeves.
Rod sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But you just get those rod sleeves and pull it over. It protects the rod.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can buy them. Most tackle stores have them.
How about all tackle shops?
All tackle shops have them.
Yeah. And they usually want to put their name on them, too.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
For sure.
No, they work great. If you've never seen them, Tom, it's the electrical wiring sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And they figured out a way to cut them, make them nice,
and they work.
Oh, 100%. They're $5-6 a piece.
Yeah.
How do you not get them? And they protect all the guys.
Right.
So everything slips and slides super smooth.
Very well.
Yeah.
Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. We need to, man. They're packed up.
Yeah.
This will open one line, though, when we do take Paul from Oceanside. Thank you, Paul. 213-432-1090 is the number you want to call.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, can you hear me?
Gotcha. Loud and clear.
Good morning. Well, maybe you can't hear us, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. The tranks. What do you guys prefer between the high gear and the power gear?
Well, I love my tranks, and I'm a high gear HG.
Yeah, HG.
Type of guy.
That's kind of our zone. I mean, there is the standard tranks. There is an application for that for some people, but mostly here on the West Coast, it's the HG.
I'd rather have the high-speed retrieve, and it doesn't lock you up at all. When you come tight on a fish, even a 30-pound yellow, you still have pulling power and cranking power. The way they have their high-efficiency gearing, you are not going to get locked up when you hook a big fish. So high gearing all the way.
All the way. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. Open right now. You want to get a chance to talk to these experts from Cedro Sport Fishing and get a chance to win that Cedro, the Costa $300 gift certificate. Jump in there. Let's find out what's biting with that fishdope.com reporter.
And that's with the one and only, your saltwater captain, Mr. Dave Hansen, sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Mark, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the poke kit, the ceviche kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to make your reservations. You have to do so. Text them, at 619-255-3128.
Yeah. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Tom, hey, John. Nice to hear from you guys. Hey, I just wanted to throw something out there real quick, and then we got a big thing to talk about. When you guys were talking about Cedros, that west end of the island, you don't want to be up there on a Ponga. Let's just be honest. That thing creates its own weather. I've been on some ginormous boats where we didn't want to be up there. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be on a Ponga up there. And you can go 5 miles below that, and it'd be flat, glassy, calm. The whole world changes up there. So don't even think about that. Don't worry about that. Like Corey said, there's plenty of fish to catch. But, gang, we got a big deal coming up. I'm not going to talk about fishing today. I'm going to talk about the Anthony Shea Lifetime Conservation Award going to Bill Shedd. At we're going to do this event for CCA. All the pros, everything that gets taken in at this is going to CCA. All the money, all the proceeds, the silent auction, everything goes to CCA. Kelly Girl and myself are coming up. My sister and Doug from Akuma decided that it would be a good idea for us to have a table there. So we started selling tickets Monday. We've sold out our table. We're probably going to add a second table. I was talking to Wayne. And then my good friend Todd Manser has his own table at the event. Here's what's going to happen, Pete. It's incredible. We're going to start out at the Hubs Research Center. We're going to have the cocktail party there. Then we're going to move the event. As soon as SeaWorld closes, we're all going to go over to SeaWorld on the property. I'm told that we're going to ride those baskets over the bay onto the property at SeaWorld. Then we're going to have the dinner for Bill Shedd on the property. And Anthony Shea, the Lifetime Conservation Award, is named the Anthony Shea Lifetime Conservation Award. Anthony will be there to present this. You guys are going to be blown away by the industry people that are going to be there. You want to hang out with all of us and check out a great event. This is going to be incredible. The food will be insane. The camaraderie and the people will be insane. And every bit of the money goes to CCA. And, gang, if you are out there standing on the sidelines complaining about the closures and you're not involved with CCA, then you don't really have anything to talk about. So I'm coming up. Kelly Girl's coming up. I know most of the people that are coming to our table are coming because Kelly Girl will be at the table. It has nothing to do with my ugly butt.
Yeah,
but
sure, you know. Without, yeah. And I might add, I just spent a week in Montana with Greg Stotesbury, and Greg Stotesbury is going to be the MC of the event.
Oh,
Wayne's
so cool.
Asking the, so, and Greg knows Bill very well because he worked with him for 30
a couple
years,
of days.
30
yeah.
plus years, and Greg's going to do a great job of emceeing.
Wow.
Such a good friend and everything, and such a great honor. When is the event?
August 3rd. August 3rd starts at 5 o'clock or 4:30, something like that.
I know that date and I know that event because, unfortunately, Corey and I are headed to Queen Charlotte Safaris that day.
We'll be gone.
And we're
going
to miss that event, which I am so bummed to miss that event. And so I'm telling you guys, this is a must-go-to event, not only benefiting CCA, but this is going to be history. It's going to be Southern California sport fishing history at this event. The Bill Shedd Award, the Anthony Shea Award, going to one of the great guys of the industry, Bill Shedd.
And what's something
I'm
sorry, Dave, is that Bill Shedd's dad is the one who started
SeaWorld.
Started
SeaWorld. You think there's some kind of connection there? Why they're doing it all at SeaWorld?
So cool.
I would think so.
But that's how special.
Yeah, that's how special it is. So to get tickets, ccacalifornia.org, right?
Right. And then if you want to sit at my table, you just tell them you're saltwater guy. And if you want to sit at Todd's table, just tell them boardroom.
Oh, okay. So you just call the guys or email them and just tell them you want to sit with Captain Dave or you want to sit with Todd Manser. Or
what if I want to sit on the opposite side of the room?
You can do that, too. Yeah,
there'll be some people there that'll be sitting with you, Corey, over on the other side.
Hey, Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, it's real easy. I'm your saltwater guide on everything that's social media, every piece of social media. And Tom Green, you know what? It would be a life-changing event to go fly with you on a plane out over that ocean and just you point out things in the ocean. That would be pretty cool. I would spend a bunch of money for that opportunity.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Yeah, I'd like that too. And one other thing, you know, I was a very dear friend with Milt Shedd, and he was a great guy, no Billy. but Milt was a great guy. From good fathers come good sons, and that was a good pairing.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. Yeah, you did a lot of work with Milt back
in
the day.
Yeah, did a lot of fun things with SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's cool.
Go ahead, Dave. Real quick, if you want to see something incredible, 6 years ago I sat down with Bill Shedd and did an hour and a half interview. It's available over on my website. We talk about Milt. We talk about why SeaWorld, what that was all about, and how it all came to be. It's a pretty incredible interview, and we're going to post that right in the beginning of August. It'll be live for everybody on YouTube.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, thanks, Greg. Dave, we sure appreciate you and what you do, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Pete, thanks for letting me take this moment to talk about that event. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Have a great Father's Day. Bye.
You too. Hey, I have a great text here. It's a really, really good one. It's a little long, but I'm going to read it anyway because it's so good. Rex from Santa Margarita says, "Good morning, guys. I just returned from my first trip to Stadro Sport Fishing. I had high expectations for some great fishing, but I was blown away at how spectacular the fishery really is. Every day, my buddy and I had limits of big yellowtail by 7 a.m. Day one, we both had personal best yellowtail and halibut, along with dozens of chunky calicos from 4 to 7 pound range. The service at Stadro Sport Fishing is also top notch. We're already planning our trip for next year."
Awesome.
That's kind of what it is, right?
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Jim? Jim calling from National City. Good morning and happy Dad's Day to you, Jim.
Hey, thank you, Corey. Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day to all you guys. And welcome back, Pete. What I wanted to talk about, Cedros, I've never been down there. I've been on the sport boat back in the day when they allowed that. We spent the night there. It was over-the-top yellowtail fishing. But what I wanted to talk about, Cedros, is the great job that Rosie and Jeff have done since she came aboard and the organization she puts into that. All I hear are good things about how well organized Rosie is. And, you know, I've talked to Jeff, and she has like a photographic mind. If she met you one time, you're on the deal with Rosie for the rest of the time. But anyway, you got a great thing going on down there at Cedros, and I think a big part of it is Rosie and Jeff. Well, Jeff does the fishing. But Rosie is such a great organizer and takes you through the process step by step. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to mention that today.
Yeah, that's definitely good stuff, Jim, and definitely such a cool place to be and definitely love being down there. And, man, just all the good times that are ensued, and I can't wait to get down. When are you going to go, Jim?
Well, I wasn't going to go this year, but I think we're going up to Adventures for Camping. I'm not sure yet.
Thanks for the call. And look who's on the line, Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
The one and only. Good morning, Rosie.
Morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to you all. I hope you're all doing well.
Thanks, Rosie.
I just wanted to add something really quick for Rex that just called in. You know, he was saying he got some personal best. But I just wanted to tell you guys that on every single trip this year, every single trip, no exclusions, at least 3/4 of the anglers have been getting personal bests. Okay?
Wow.
So whether it be large yellowtail, some guys have never caught a halibut. So a 20-pound halibut is obviously a personal best.
But we're
getting halibut up into the 40-pound range right now.
Man.
And for the most guys, this is their personal best. We've been getting white sea bass, plenty of other species. We had a gentleman that had signed up for half-day fishing on this last trip. He's still down there right now. And he wasn't going to go out because he had just gotten into a motorcycle accident and his knee was giving him some problems. And he wasn't going to go out. His buddies talked him into going out, got his personal best on half-day fishing the first day, 41-pound yellowtail.
Oh, gee.
Wow.
41-pound yellowtail.
How about that bluefin bite, huh?
And that was my next thing. I was just going to say, I got a call this week from the Ponca captains. Couldn't even understand them. They were talking so fast. And finally, they handed the phone over to the one of the customers and just, they're like, we're getting bluefin 100 yards outside the harbor. A school just happened to show up. And so they raced on over there. All they had set up were surface irons on their setup, or they had 6X juniors that they were using as a type of surface iron because there was a little bit of wind, so the juniors can get you down a little bit further. So they were using those two types of setups, and two of the pongas each got their limits of bluefin, two each.
Man,
so
yeah, that's pretty good.
And they were you know, a good range. They were around the 30-pound range, but they were thrilled as could be. They sashimi'd it up that night,
nice.
And they were good to go.
What a perfect scenario, man. Some fresh sashimi and being on Sato's side.
We're going to go. Corey's trip's coming up here. What, 2 weeks away, right, Rosie?
Yes, Corey's trip is coming up here soon. It is sold out again, and you got a lot of really great guys on that trip, and you have a grandfather, a son, and a grandson on that trip. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen there. Love seeing the next generations come up.
Now, what about other spots available, Rosie? Are there spots available to go? I mean, I'm lathered up about going. I can't imagine.
Well, and you know, you had a gentleman,
right?
Yeah, you had a gentleman call earlier that said, you know, he was just a onesie trying to go down. And it's like, we have lots of one spots open up right now. We still have spots in great times. I mean, honestly, you know, you guys, everything down there is a great time. It's just depending on what you want to catch certain times of the season. So absolutely, we have trips. Please give me a call. You guys know the phone number. It's 619-772-7570. We'll get you totally dialed in.
Yeah, and also go on the website, sadrosportfishing.com. You can look at all the availability right online there and
exactly.
Even book it right there, right?
Yeah, well, book it or call me and grab a friend. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Rosie, for joining us.
Thanks for the update, Rosie.
You got it. Right. Thank you, guys. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh,
all right.
Man, all this good stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear more. We're going to be right back at Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to be back with the boys from Sado's Island Sport Fishing. When we return on the Let's Talk Cook About, their mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Cheat and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a $300 gift certificate at the Costa Del Mar. If you want to text us via the app, joining the boys from Cedros Sport Fishing.
You have a good text?
I do.
Yeah, yes, there's lots of some great texts, great phone calls. But you guys are popular as the owners of Cedros Sport Fishing. I mean, actually, Adrian and Patrick, you sold out.
I'm on the board of directors. Being this is Father's Day, Adrian and I started this, and this is like one of my kids. So it's always going to be part of
it. But it's Adrian and Patrick, own Cedros Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the deal.
Yeah.
But what's cool, Pete, is they're the ones that were flying down there. The ones that created the whole darn thing.
The whole concept. What foresight?
Listen, you guys see Cedros as it is today. You have no idea what Cedros is like when Adrian and I first started flying out of there. We were riding in the back of a pickup with 2 55-gallon drums of gasoline every day to the airport.
Just to fuel the airplane
on a gravel dirt road. That was, I mean, your teeth were shaking loose by the time you got to it was very primitive.
The Wild West.
So much fun. It was a lot of fun.
But you know what? Going down today, it's still an adventure.
Not a lot different.
The road is graded. The road is clean. People are wonderful. The food is beautiful.
The tortillas are amazing.
Right?
They make the best tortillas in the world.
It's got to be the water, right?
Yeah.
Right. I have a good text here I'd like to read. It is a question for Cedros Sport Fishing. I'm planning a 75th birthday party for my dad next year. Can you talk about booking a group of 10 to 12 people? And how many people per ponga and how many people per lodge? It'd probably be per room, right? Per lodge.
Right.
And lastly, my dad uses a cane to get around. Do you have accommodations or staff to help my dad? Thank you. That comes from Todd in Costa Mesa.
Good question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for panga, it's 3 guys per panga.
Okay.
And the lodge is for 12 people, and the rooms is 2 per room.
So each lodge accommodates 12 people.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Yeah. Like the airplane is for 12 people. So it's just
But if you wanted to pay extra and fish with 2 per ponga,
you could do that
as long as it balances out with the group, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's a little bit extra to fish 2 per ponga if 2 of the it would basically be 2 of the in the group want to fish 2 per ponga, then you could balance it out.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
And the crew down there will absolutely bend over backwards and take care of your dad. Unbelievable.
Yes.
No problems whatsoever.
Yeah. And if you had, let me ask you this question. It's 12 people. If they only had 10 and they wanted to, like, basically buy out the lodge, is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But
yeah.
You need to make reservations.
Yeah, just call
like
Rosie.
Early.
Rosie. Yeah, exactly. You've got to book early.
The good, I mean, there's no bad dates. But the most popular dates, I will say, are already filling up for next year.
Yes.
So get on it.
I'd like to add something. 3 per ponga is no big deal.
No, it's no big deal.
I mean, I'm a tall guy. I'm a big guy. three of us. It's no big deal. It's plenty
the
of
pongas,
room.
Well, that's why, because the pongas are the best and the biggest
it's
down
like
there.
It's around 27 foot.
So they're big ones. They're
27 feet is a big, super ponga. Yeah.
And there's bigger ones, too.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So
don't
I know
be,
if you go with Javier, his boat's like 35 feet or something, right?
The biggest.
Yeah. It's a big one. Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering on the way down, you guys communication with the sport fishing fleet, tell them that there's a school of whatever out there?
No, don't need to. The fish are right there.
Right?
Right?
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, being around
no,
that island.
They have communication with Adrian, who's in the air, spotting the fish for him, which is, you know... Yeah, it's a little bit better than that, right? So that's, yeah. But the fish are... Those captains, Javier and the whole crew down there, they are just... Tom, you know all the people at the island.
They're in tune.
Yeah.
They know exactly what's happening. Yeah. They
like,
feel it.
They're
fishermen.
Job, so they're always on the fish.
They're on the fish, yeah.
The majority of them grew up on the island and have dove abalone, fished lobster, and done all that for their generations.
100%.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, here's one from Rob, and he has a question about flying. I'm a single-engine pilot myself, spent time flying over the water. Tom, have you ever seen anything so odd and unable to identify that you couldn't explain? Just made him turn around and fly away off San Diego.
No.
Never?
Never.
What about UFOs? All these pilots are always telling me to see UFOs.
You know what? Nighttime, I've seen some stuff out there that I couldn't identify. But it never deterred me from fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Could have been some alien from another. How about you, Adrian? You ever seen anything weird?
I got experience with that.
Really?
Yeah, like 20 miles from Ensenada. I was coming to Ensenada, and I see something kind of weird. So I took my telephone to check it out, but as soon as I turn on the lights, they come straight to me and almost hit. So I just turned the airplane. But that was kind of... Real scary deal.
That is.
And then you know, guys from History Channel, they come and have a. I was in a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like a UFO show?
Yeah, because they happens the same thing in the same area with the military.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Do you think it's something military?
No.
No.
No. When I was talking to them, exactly what happened to me, it was exactly what they have. So they know it was, you know, something. Tic-tac.
It was reported multiple times.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, for sure. All right. You have another good one.
Not
yeah. Well, one. How about a phone?
Let's
how about
do
a phone
it.
Call?
That
yeah.
we do have Jeff. Jeff from Mission Viejo. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Jeff.
Hi guys. Great show. I've got two trips planned to Cedros. One in July and one in September. Last year I caught my personal best 40-pound yellow on a surface iron. My question is, how is the fuel situation for the boats this year?
The fuel on the island, he's asking about. What the fuel situation on the island is like for the Pongeros.
Well, it's been kind of tough because to get the fuel, but we
But you make it happen.
Yes, we make it happen in advance to get it, you know.
I mean, think about it. You're on an island, and you've got these wonderful steaks and vegetables, and all that has to get there.
Oh, yeah, we send it in the airplane from Ensenada.
Right.
Here comes another story. Yeah. I fished with Adrian for 20 years, and you know how tough it is to get things in Mexico. I don't think any time I'd have an issue with the airplane and we would break down and I would need something, Adrian always got it and got it the next day. We never missed one day of fishing. If something needs to be got, Adrian is the man. It's going to be there. If they need fuel, I guarantee you they're going to get fuel. They have fuel.
You have to understand that the small group of people that live on that island are, the majority of them are connected to the people coming to fish.
Yeah.
So they're going to find a way to make sure that each ponga has its allotment of fuel.
Right.
I promise you.
Yeah. I promise.
So Adrian was born and raised in Ensenada.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And you still live in Ensenada.
I still live in
Ensenada. You have connections down there. You know where to find stuff, right?
So you're saying he's connected, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, listen to him.
So you know you know the people and the places and stuff, and that's why Cedro Sport Fishing runs like a top.
Yeah, and I learned I always like to make friends when I don't need it. That's why.
Yeah.
Just a friendly guy.
Yeah. Well, Adrian is a nice guy. And you'll attest to that, right?
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a go-to guy, I guarantee.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another great text here from Brandon calling us from Canoga Park, or texting us from Canoga Park. I just want to comment on Cedros. This will be my third year going to Cedros Sport Fishing. I started going with some of the original people that went down, Josh, Mark. The experience for us is second to none, and they hear stories of getting the van to pick van man in the flight, and then changing from the van to Ensenada to the flight from CBX, he says, is absolutely the best experience.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a game changer. Saying basically, if you've tried it before, and try it again today at Cedros Sport Fishing. It's so much better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And not that it was bad before.
No.
Because we all enjoyed it, but it's just the whole thing is just seamless.
Yes. And just, like I said, coming back and the way right now it is set up, it's really, totally different.
Let's admit it. If that was the only way there was, and we had to go through Ensenada and travel through the border wait and the whole thing coming north, we would deal with it.
It's still worth it.
Tom, Tom, we do not have to deal with it. We're going to CBS. It's the most beautiful thing. Thank you.
No, I agree.
Thank you.
All right. Jump back in the
phone. Let's do it. How about Blake? Blake Cohn from Temecula. Good morning, Blake. Happy Father's Day, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to you all. Yeah, I've been to Cedros a couple of times, and Rosie is, she's so organized and everything. Everything's so dialed in. The fishing, obviously unbelievable. The ride from the lodge to the marine, I think, is maybe 3 minutes. It's all taken care of for you. Such a warm feeling, warm feeling. And I've taken my wife and daughter there. It's great for the gals as well. I wanted to mention that. I've been listening to all you guys and your callers, but, great place. Flew down there in a brand new airplane. Unbelievable. It was like a little magic carpet ride, just seamless, just right down the coast. And I'm going to be joining you guys in Canada. Can't wait for that. I've been there a couple of times. Up to the Queen Charlotte's.
Both Corey and I will be there.
Yeah, so cool.
I'll be hanging out with Pete and Corey. I see you guys at the dinners. I just did Tuna Wars also. Wanted to throw that in. I was on the Ocean Odyssey. We got to remember, it's for the kids, like we're all saying. It was for the kids this time, for sure. And just came in this morning again, same count, zero on a two-day, two-days this week. But we'll find them next week, I guess, guys, and really enjoy the show. I've heard about Tom. I've listened to him on the radio for years. And, Adrian, I've heard about you also. And you guys have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, and thank you for supporting all these events and Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, too.
I know, it does.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that's what I was talking about. There's a lot of tuna around, right? You guys are seeing tons and tons of tuna. No lack of tuna. It's just they're being bluefin, right?
Yes.
They like nets better than hooks.
Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so funny. Well, I found a good text here, Pete. I mean, there's so many texts.
So many good ones.
Right? And thank you, everybody
for
sending them in.
Calling and texting, everything.
So this gentleman, Dave. Dave says, I have a trip with Cedros Sport Fishing coming up in July. What are the 3 to 4 rigs needed for that time of the year? And what are the basic tackle-wise to cover yellowtail, bass, and halibut? And white sea bass. Again, yeah. Dave.
And I think you could probably answer that question because you've been down numerous times,
I'm
right?
Kind of the weirdo where I'm bringing the 300
calicos,
track.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'll fish yellowtail with the calico gear. And, if I lose a 40-pounder, am I going to sweat it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, with 65-pound braid loaded up on a 400-size reel.
And what's your top shot?
Minimal. I'm telling you, minimal 60-pound fluoro.
Minimal 60 fluoro.
1680.
Yeah.
And whether I'm fishing calicos with the plastics, with the weedless swim bait, or whether it's a hard bait, you can get away with 60 to 80 pounds. I won't bring 50.
Yeah. What about surface iron? You throw a surface iron?
I don't, but that's one of the rigs right there.
Yeah.
A surface iron rig.
Like an 8.5 or 9-foot rod with a Tranks 500 or something you can throw a surface iron
You really don't need a 10-footer because you're low to the water.
And you're close to the fish.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all happens very close.
And then also there's bait too, mackerel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the guys make mackerel in the morning. So make sure you have, a 50-pound setup for fish and mackerel.
Yeah.
So there you are. Calico bass, which would double up as white sea bass or smaller yellows.
Yeah.
A halibut rig, which would be the same as the yellowtail bait rig.
Uh-huh.
And a surface iron rig. There's three rigs.
Tom, you're going, why?
What size mesh is that?
Yeah. What size prop on the airplane?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how you fish. 42 size twine or 76?
I might add, too, that all this information is at SedroSportFishing.com. You can go on there, look at what's recommended tackle, and that's on there. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Hey, another great text here from Scott in San Diego. Excuse me. I've been to Sedros Sport Fishing about eight times since 2012, and I'm going again in end of August. I've been getting into kayak fishing and quite a bit and wondering if there's a thought of expanding into doing some kayak trips. Would love to be dragged around by a big yellow.
You're
going to add some kayaks, maybe?
Well, it's not on our plans right now. But,
yeah,
so,
but you never know, right?
You never know, exactly.
Yeah, if you get enough interest, I'm sure they will.
Well, yeah,
we will.
For sure.
Yes.
Why not, right?
All
right.
Why not?
Of course.
For sure. Well, I'll tell you what. I have a question for you guys as pilots. And some of the creatures that you see in the ocean, and I know your gills are, like, very well lubed. What is the most spectacular thing you've seen while flying?
For me, I've seen killer whales go after a blue whale.
Wow.
A pack of 28 killer whales. And that was on a SeaWorld trip.
Really?
28 killer whales. And it was off Cabo San Lucas.
Wow.
Really?
And they got on a blue whale and worked him over all day.
Wow.
And then I saw three killer whales get on a little pod of sperm whales. It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
I'm telling you, if people have seen what I've seen with the killer whales, there wouldn't be near as many as those little Shamu dolls running around.
Wow.
They're brutal.
They're the most vicious animals in the ocean.
They know what they're doing. It's all a plan.
They own it. I mean,
And what I've been told about killer whales, too, is that they're the only other animals on Earth other than humans that will kill for fun.
I believe it. I've seen them catch sea lions and throw them.
Yeah.
I saw them catch a big tuna. One day I saw a whale blow. And I'm going, what in the world's going on? Because a lot of times we'd find tuna on a whale, get over there, it's a killer whale. And I'm thinking he's playing with a porpoise. He goes up and he hits it and backs off. And I'm looking at this fish, and it looks like a porpoise, and pretty soon it never blows. It never comes up. Well, it's a 150-pound tuna on its side because this killer whale has hurt it.
Had smashed it.
Had hit it, and he just keeps hit. Pretty soon he went up there and grabbed it, and it looked like he had a harmonica in his mouth. He had tuna sticking out both sides of his mouth. It was really something. Hey, you guys, before this ends, I'd be remiss and not thanking Dwayne Broadway, Dwayne, Jeff Rodriguez, and Rich. Those guys really helped.
They got
when we very first started, they're the ones that got the people going and get people interested. And I just did not want to not mention them. They were really super good guys. A part of it.
They helped plant the seed.
100%.
Helped you create.
They were digging. Yeah, they were helping weed the rose. I guarantee you.
For sure.
Fun.
What have you seen that from the air that is?
Well, Tom here, more experience on like that. No,
what's the most spectacular thing that you've seen?
The sharks. Like 6 meters long.
White sharks.
Huge, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And are they vicious like the killer whales?
And we was talking about the biggest...
the squid.
The squid. It was unbelievable. Never ever seen like that.
At night?
No, daytime. But it was the biggest squid we ever seen, but it was
giant squid.
Yes.
Wow.
How big were the squid?
From
here to your door.
Yeah.
Like 6-8 feet long.
Easy.
Oh, my. Yeah. Don't fall in.
No, that's
they were foaming on top.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And we're sitting there, we're taking pictures, and pretty soon a light comes on. I says, Adrian, we got to get out of here because, I mean, if you have engine trouble there, you're out of luck.
Hey,
now.
You're fish food. You're squid food.
With that story, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won that $300 Costa certificate when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Years ago, there was a place called a service station with friendly people that care. Well, that attitude is alive and well at Summit Gasoline in the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, and salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Low prices are not just at the pump. How many gas stations do you know that sell fishing license 24 hours a day or sell gourmet coffee for 99 cents or a complete sandwich meal including fountain drink for $6.95? Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Adrian flip the coin. Go ahead, it's all you. And it's going to a caller. See the C there? Caller would be James in Oceanside.
Congratulations, James. You win that $300 Costa gift certificate.
Stoked.
Yeah, very stoked. And we're very stoked to be a partner of yours, Adrian and Patrick, and you, Tom, too. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for having us on. It was great. It always goes a lot quicker than I think.
Yeah, and Cedro Sport Fishing is number one. It is the best. You want the best? Cedro Sport Fishing is the place.
Yeah, is the one.
Yeah, that's the one. And if you want to get more information, how do we go book a trip?
Yeah, contact us, you know, call Rosie, and, you know, she's very good to, you know, hook up the people, and, you know.
And easy to go on and see what's available for this year and next year, too, you know.
Of course.
It's not too early to book next year.
Yep.
SedroSportFishing.com, right?
That's
right. And lots of good stuff. You have more stuff planned.
Yeah, we'll always, you know, try to take care of customers the best.
Yeah, and more improvements coming to the island.
Yes, always.
Yeah, you have more stuff, more in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to try them.
I don't know how you can improve.
I don't know.
The best thing already.
I was going to say, in my mind, leave it the way it is.
Okay. I love it.
Beautiful.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, and thank you guys for having that great organization. And thanks to you, Tom, too, for coming all the way out from Prescott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your gills wet when you're here.
Yeah. Okay. It didn't take me near as long to get here as from Prescott than they did from Orange County.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you for listening today. Thanks to JP for manning the phones. And thanks to Adam for all he does. And thank you, Corey, for supporting us here this weekend. Corey and Rick will be back next Saturday and Sunday. I'm headed to Whalers Cove Lodge. Rick will be fresh back from Kingfisher Charters Field Research. We got to do it. Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reels will be next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Robbie Gant and Matt Florentino from APCO. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.